Morning, I chirp as his door opens.
What are you doing here?
He asks, looking confused. He's in his running shorts and a tight t-shirt. You asked me to help with the event,
so here I am.
I smile, holding up a dozen donuts.
You're annoying, you know that?
Yep, I reply with a smile as I push past him. His dining room table is scattered with papers and notes, and it looks like the dishes desperately need to be done. I set the box down on the table, finding an empty space, and start tidying up the mess he's made.
Stop it,
he mutters stubbornly. Come on, Garrett, I'm just trying to help. So let me help, I've got nothing better to do.
You're not working?
He asks. And it's the first time he's brought up my job, so I spin on him, not quite sure how to answer that. I'm not going to tell him about Drake, since he's not really a patron anymore anyway.
I don't charge him.
Not at the moment. Why?
Are you jealous?
No, he mutters. He can't exactly keep me from working, as long as he's not going to make us official. Going into his kitchen, I help myself to napkins, and when I turn around to get a donut, I catch him watching me. Stop staring, you creep, I tease him. He finally lets out a smile as he drops into his chair in front of his laptop.
Okay, what are you stuck on? I don't know, he groans. Nothing feels right. These girls are all great, but it's not right for Salacious.
Let me see, I reply, bringing over another chair and sitting next to him. The girl on screen is beautiful, but she's all plastic, and he's right. It's not right for Salacious.